So hello everybody, and welcome to this edition of the ASI Cast. And I'm very pleased to say that today we're joined by Martin Vinter, who's UK Managing Director of Media at Ubiquity. And for those of you that don't know Martin, he has been there, been at Ubiquity, I think, for about 3.5 years, 4 years. And before that, he had a career spanning, as we've just been discussing offline, most media agencies you've ever heard of, with the possible exception of the Omnicom agencies. So he's an agency guy by background. Now, before we go into the particular topic of today, which is Ubiquity's work on the whole matter of attention and how people view particularly video, I thought it might be worth, just as a piece of background, to point out that last November at the ASI conference, this was a major talking point on the day that I was chairing. We discussed all kinds of things to do with attention. We had contributions from Karen Nelson Field, from Mike Follett, from Yan Liu, and indeed all of these people actually in the past have presented at previous ASIs as well. So a lot of the audience today, Martin, are pretty familiar with the technology involved and the techniques involved and the work that's been done all over the place. And last November at the ASI conference, this was a major talking point, and we had a poll about whether or not, as to whether or not those people in attendance felt that attention in some shape or form, measured in some way or other, should be becoming in the future a part of industry currency measures, industry research, and so on. And the majority, and but from memory, I believe it was about two-thirds of the audience felt that it should be. So this is obviously a topic of great interest and relevance to people. And since then, since last November, of course, we've seen more work from Dentsu, we've seen more work from Mike at Lumen, we've seen more from Yan and T-Vision, who've expanded out of the US and are doing more work in other parts of the world. We've seen more work from Karen Nelson Field, who's been doing stuff in the States as well as in Australia. And of course, there's also now a fairly well-established and pretty grown-up, in the sense of the people attending it, I mean, a very senior people, I think, called the Attention Council, which I believe is having a summit meeting in a week or two, or actually next week, I think. So this is highly appropriate that we're talking about this today. So Martin, perhaps as a sort of introduction to the particular session, to the particular topic we want to talk about, particular aspect of the topic we want to talk about, maybe you could explain Ubiquity's involvement in attention. So I know you've done a major project, major piece of work. So could you explain what it is, what your involvement is, and sure, what you're looking to achieve from it?
Sure, of course, Brian, and thank you for having me. I mean, you've said it already. It's a subject that's really gaining momentum again. I think the idea of attention in advertising and media isn't new as such, but it's certainly gaining momentum again now with the fragmentation of media. Right, so you know, you mentioned Yan and T-Vision and Mike already, and we've been wanting, and I've been wanting to do something around media measurement for a while. And I guess, you know, the best way of explaining it is the idea of you've got media investment effectiveness and efficiency, and you've got outcome effectiveness, right? And the sort of the two come together, but actually there isn't really a currency that can bring the two together in earnest. So because I know Mike and because we know Yan, we really thought the sort of three-way marriage of our data sets was a marriage made in heaven in many ways between the three of us. so we got talking, and you know, we had an idea of, you know, the currency idea. And I think, you know, you can debate the sort of currency supply side, demand side, and can it become a currency, and to what extent. So the idea behind it was really first and foremost the advertiser perspective of having a metric that's a strategic analytical lever to optimize your media ROI, right? What we're not saying yet anyway is that it's becoming or needs to become a currency that we all must adhere to in the ecosystem, supply side and demand side, and publishers and advertisers and agencies. We recognize that it's not perfect. We recognize, as I think Mike said on the webinar as well, that there is a bit of a sort of Frankenstein of data put together, but it's a starting point, right? And it is through the lens of, you know, advertisers optimizing the effectiveness of their media investment, really, in short.
So you're bringing, what you're doing obviously is bringing a whole new, it's not, as you correctly pointed out, it's not new, but for the purposes of doing it this way, it's new, a whole new subject, as it were, a whole new metric into consideration. Now, if you're kind of old like me and you've been audited for years by Ubiquity like me, you will know that there's basically, you know, two key things that you worry about as an agency. One is, if you're, I mean, we're talking about TV or video, I should say. Back in the days of TV, of course, the two critical things were the audience, which was kind of predictable. If you were any good at doing your job, you could sort of have a look at audiences over time and you could sort of predict roughly, you know, what audience you were going to get and the makeup of that audience and the cost. And again, there were obviously ways of predicting what that should be. But those two things were sort of predictable. You could kind of sit there and think, okay, I'm going to buy that spot. It's going to get a rating of 10 and it's going to cost me this much. And then Ubiquity would tell me I got it wrong, but that was fair enough because Ubiquity obviously had a much better handle than anyone else on the cost aspect. What I'm not quite sure about is how these attention metrics are going to feed into this. I mean, are you going to be using these attention metrics and how you assess agency performance and sort of how you're going to do that? Because I can't quite see how it can be predicted.
Yes, that's a really good question, Brian. And in short, no, we're not saying that. I think, you know, and again, I'm sure you and I could talk for hours about the evolution of the audit as it used to be, as it will be in the future. You know, the cost and quality audit, as we know, it's been around for a long time. You know, and allow me to digress slightly to answer your question, is what we are saying is quality, cost is cost, quality is becoming more subjective. You know, you've got the idea of what quality is in the media auditor view, not just Ubiquity, but the sort of industry of media auditing. And then you've got, and we did talk about this in the webinar as well, for those who've seen it, we talk about the notion of other things that matter to advertisers as well. So the notion of, you know, the audit being less rigid, less off the shelf, if you'd like, and actually taking more of a, well, what's important to you, advertiser X? You know, do you believe that attention is something you can use to optimize? We talk about a number of things and that sort of spoke that we talked about in the webinar. So. No, we're not, you know, we're not suggesting that this is going to be used now on par with cost and quality in our audits. What we are saying is that the audit needs to evolve. And I think there's a lot of industry talk about the need for that. And we want to be, and we are at the front seats and, you know, being a driving force behind that, because we need to be and we want to be. And it's the right place to be. But as soon as you start moving outside of cost and quality in the way that we've known it for a long time, things start to become a little bit more fragmented and a little bit more subjective, as I said. So again, I'd come back to what I said earlier in terms of the lens of advertisers and the fact that some advertisers will want to dial up on certain metrics or dial down on certain metrics and understand, you know, what I would call the advertising value chain. And within that, you've got media, you've got creative. Again, we talked about this on the webinar, but you've got certain factors that influence each other and interrelate, right? And understanding what, you know, what I put in and what I get out and what happens in between and how those things interrelate, for example, attention and creative and audience and targeting and various other things, is very, very difficult, right, to the point about the Frankenstein of data sets, right? But making some headway on that is what we believe or what we find is just extraordinarily exciting to be a driving force behind that and helping advertisers understand and optimize their media investment.
So in effect, it's more of a sort of consultancy type play, because what you're, I mean, obviously, as you said, audits have obviously evolved an awfully long way. You know, over the from the original idea, but this is more of a sort of consultancy play where you sort of say to advertisers, or to an advertiser, I should say, you know, to a specific advertiser, are these things important to you? Because if this particular topic is important to you, we have data over here, which can actually add some, you know, it can add some experience and some data, and therefore improve the way in which your advertising is placed in whatever form that happens to be. So it's a sort of consultancy type play. Is this going to be a regular program? I mean, obviously the Lumen stuff and Yann stuff, TVision stuff, and indeed Karen stuff come to that. They're all sort of ongoing programs that have been going on for a while. Is Ubiquity going to be a player in this sort of over time? So you sort of start to build up your own data set from different places, or how do you see that?
Well, to come back to your first question about it being, or your first point about it being sort of more consultative, I think we see it as a starting point. You take what is the audit as it looks now, and that is, a cost and quality audit is a currency, if you'd like, but as soon as you start moving outside of that and evolve it, it becomes less of a currency and more advertiser bespoke. But we are, wanting to evolve that with advertisers. So I think that's the key here, right? We are wanting it. We would like it to become a currency. We would like it to be something that we, to your point about a question about the data, are we capturing it? Is it something that's going to be ongoing? We would certainly like it to be something that is factored into an audit, but I think we've got to recognize that we are starting out now. We also have to recognize, as I said earlier, that attention at this point in time for savvy marketeers, if you'd like, is probably quite high on the agenda, but for other marketeers, maybe not so high, right? So we are, by the virtue of that dynamic, having to treat it a little bit like a consultancy piece. And we certainly are, to my point about the marriage made in heaven, we certainly are in the interest of bringing relevant solutions to advertisers. We are in constant dialogue with TVision, with Lumen, and with others to make sure our solutions are relevant to advertisers.
Right. So it's a matter of you taking data from all over the place, I would imagine, different data sets for different circumstances. I mean, after all, what Yann's doing is, in effect, is measuring people's presence in front of a TV, really, and people's looking at the TV, so directionally looking at the TV, whereas obviously what Mike's doing at Lumen is looking at eyes moving across the screen. So those two things are, of course, not the same.
Well, this is exactly it, Brian. I think, and you made a great point earlier about people on this call, on this webinar, being very au fait with the sort of technically how this works. And I, when we wrote the paper and working through it, it's no secret that there will be different schools of thought and opinions about what you can and cannot do when it comes to attention. And that's why, it's no secret again that the data sets we are combining are a little bit Frankenstein, but it's about moving the dial as opposed to saying we've got something that's perfect. And if we have spoken to people who are very much in the weeds who have gone, well, actually, does it make sense? And we go, well, that depends on how you view the world, right? So we find it fascinating to start to look at the data and understand it, right? Because ultimately, if you look at the broader sort of bigger measurement piece and media fragmentation and, where the industry is, I think going back to basics in terms of, again, attention's not a new subject, but it is a fundamental subject of advertising. Going back to basics, in inverted commas, that's quite a nice way to kind of see it, because there isn't anything, or there isn't a uniform currency at the moment, and it looks like the media landscape will continue to fragment, right? So it's something that is easy to deal with, easy to understand from a concept perspective, even if the data isn't necessarily perfect at this point in time.
It's rather interesting that you're going down, I mean, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but you're going down a route that says we're going to look at it on an advertiser by advertiser basis. For some advertisers, this will be less important than others. It'll be one factor, and for other advertisers it might be extremely important, obviously depending upon the circumstances, whereas others have tended to focus more on the channel So you know, you'll have seen work that says Facebook is more or less effective, or more or less attention grabbing, I suppose is the best way of putting it, than, I don't know, YouTube, or than TV, or bits of Facebook. You know, different Facebook products are more attention grabbing than other Facebook products.
Sure.
So in other words, that's about measuring the channel, in old-fashioned language, or the platform, I suppose, or the piece of the platform, and come up with some form of, I don't know, factor that says that Facebook news equals such and such, YouTube equals such and such, Facebook stories equals such and such. Is that something you intend doing, or are you going to sort of focus more on, let's take everything we can get our hands on and look on it from an advertiser perspective?
It's probably more the latter in terms of advertising perspective, but it's certainly, I mean, we more than allude to what you're talking about in terms of platforms and channels and media. We more than allude to that in the paper in terms of the attention worth of various platforms and media. So, you know, we're not shying away from that. At the same time, I think we've got to remember, and again, we also talk about this, is attention is not the be-all and end-all of everything, right? What are ultimately the sales, the ROI, the outcomes, right? So I think, you know, understanding the nature of attention by format, by platform, by media, et cetera, to then understand the cost of attention across those, to then understand how that's driving your business objectives and the effectiveness, again, of your media and the ROI, as I keep saying, That's the sort of key point here. And again, that will differ by sector. There's various factors, as we've talked about, targeting, creative, various other things that have an influence on that, by campaign, by advertiser, et cetera, et cetera. So actually the subject of attention is not something you can talk about in aggregates, or, you know, there isn't a one size fits all, which is why, again, I keep coming back to this lens of the advertiser or campaign even sometimes, which is why it's very, very difficult to kind of have a uniform currency for certain formats or platforms that is a one size fits all, because it just isn't. And there's, again, technically, you know, MRC standards, something isn't viewed, but actually there is attention because someone has seen it for less than the MRC standards as well. Again, some of that's in the paper and we talked about it. So I know I don't have to tell people on this call that it's a very, very complicated subject, but we think it's one that you have to look at on a campaign or advertiser basis and track it and understand your first party attention data overlaid with your first party cost data to then, Brian, to your point about different formats of different platforms and what they're doing for you, and then try and relate that to your outcome data as much as you can.
You Ubiquity used to have an econometrics unit. You don't. You still have that?
We do. Yes, we do. Yes.
Yeah. You, so you do that kind of work stuff.
We do that kind of work.
You said it.
No, we sold the Intel practice, the ad Intel practice to Nielsen. Now, 2 years ago. Now.
Yeah.
So the effectiveness practice for econometrics, MMM, you know, understanding outcomes and measurement, that practice is alive and doing very, very well. Right, which again is why. This idea of attention, to my point earlier about media investment effectiveness and efficiency and outcome effectiveness, you know, this attention piece kind of connects the two quite beautifully, I'd say, even if it isn't straightforward.
Nothing's ever straightforward. Are you going to look at other media forms? I mean, obviously you're focusing on video because that's what everyone's doing, frankly. I mean, there has been work in audio. And I know that Mike Follett has obviously done work on what someone like me would call print, but you know what I mean. Print, yes, and yes. Static, I suppose, is probably the best way of putting it. You're obviously focusing on video at the moment, aren't you?
We're focusing on what you call online display as well. So display and
video. There you are.
Primarily, and also TV, of course, with the TVision. We don't have plans, Brian, in terms of what the next thing would be. I'd like to say yes we do, but I think the first thing we have to recognize is that TVision data in this study is US data.
Sure.
There is no panel in the UK yet starting up, so you know, a lot of this is sort of nascent in its infancy in terms of tracking it, again, even if attention isn't a new subject in media and advertising. So technically being able to do that and being able to have, you know, geographically representative data and so on and so forth is, you know, that's sort of happening and will be happening the next few months and years. And then who's to say what the next paper could look like? But yes, absolutely. I think attention, you know, you've got visual attention is one thing, but there's many different forms of attention, right? Sure. And I'd love to say that we, you know, we could do something on that in the future as well. Okay. But, you know, it's safe to say, again, you know, TVision, Lumen, ourselves have had to come together to do something like this. I don't think there's any one player out there that can do this without sort of coming together, as we talked about, with different data sets.
Yeah, but it's a partnership for the long haul. It's not a one-off project.
I mean, it's in all earnest, it's a partnership. How that might evolve, you know, it's hard to say. What's key for us, obviously, is that we bring relevant, and TVision and Lumen as well, is that we bring relevant solutions to clients. And that's the key thing here, really. And there isn't, again, as I said, there isn't really one player out there that can put forward an ACPM in the way that we've done it.
Just out of kind of interest, this is an Ubiquity funded project, isn't it? This isn't, I mean, because some of these projects you read about might have agency names attached to them, turned out to be funded.
you know as well, Brian, already. So none of that. We funded the project and we brought Lumen and TVision into it. And Dan White, who's done the illustrations, hand-drawn illustrations into it, because we thought that'd be a great way of showcasing it all. But no agencies, no outside interests in this.
No sales vendor is the point I was
making. No, not at all. I mean, that's, you know, we, you know, a whole North Star is independence, as you know, Brian. So that would just have been a non-starter.
Okay. Well, Dan has done a great job for you, I have to say, Dan White. So
that's good.
Very nice report. Okay, Martin, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And hopefully we'll be exploring this further and keeping up to speed with what Ubiquity/Lumen/TVision/anybody else who pops
up.
Yes,
indeed, exciting times. Yeah, no, it's been great. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoy talking about this and what you do.
Great. Good stuff.